In this Curious Juno, we field a question in Douglas about the state's use of a military surplus cannon for avalanche control. Jacob Resnick has more.
This installment of Curious Juno begins on a sunny day in Douglas. I'm on Sandy Beach, where our question asker is walking her dog, Bo.
My name is Melissa Griffiths. I'm a Douglas resident. I've lived in Juneau for 10 years. So I was curious, now that I live in Douglas, I have a great view of the Thane Avalanche Chute, and I know that the state blasts a howitzer. And I was wondering, who does that, and are there specialized skills that you need?
Alaska's Department of Transportation operates the howitzer to protect Thane, a community of about 60 houses 5 miles south of downtown Juneau. Larry Irene Spangler is active on the board of the Thane Neighborhood Association.
The only way to Thane is on Thane Road, and we have to drive through some avalanche chutes to get here, and so that's just a given.
That's right. One way in, and if an avalanche strikes, no way out. Her husband, Steve Benke, recalled a February 2009 avalanche that left him stranded in Juneau while his family was home in Thane.
It makes you real aware of that mountain, you know. It just makes it real, because so much of the time we just drive back and forth and don't really, you know, pay full attention.
DOT's solution is gunning down the avalanches before they build up large enough to threaten the road. On a recent afternoon, a crew is waiting for Juneau's air traffic control tower to clear the airspace.
Paul?
Yeah.
Are we going to shoot?
They're making the all clear right now.
And the last time we got one on our first shot, everybody got all excited, and it brought a lot of snow down. After that, nothing happened.
That's Scott Gray, DOT's operations superintendent for the Southeast District. Every 2 minutes, the howitzer roars as an artillery shell is lobbed 3 miles across Gastineau Channel. The snowpack begins to give way.
There's a nice little dump of snow there. That was a nice one.
More snow cascades down. Its effect is mesmerizing, almost hypnotic.
It's kind of interesting to watch. The powder leaves the air. It's like a waterfall just coming down. It's pretty.
The howitzer has triggered a slide to prevent a larger, uncontrolled avalanche that could bury Thane Road. A few days later, DOT offers a closer look at the howitzer.
Pretty much like a big rifle. This is your breech block. The bullet goes in, and you close the breech behind it. And then your triggering mechanism is just your typical rope pull.
Casey Walker is DOT's maintenance foreman in Juneau. He explains that the howitzer belongs to the U.S. Department of Defense. Military regulations only allow a handful of authorized people near the gun when it's assembled and loaded.
It's a military weapon, and we use it for avalanche mitigation strictly. And so they want to make sure that, you know, that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands, number one. And number two, that it is operated and maintained the way that the military expects it to be.
A master gunner is always part of the DOT firing crew. It takes 10 years to reach that certification. The rest of the crew are checking each other's work to make sure the howitzer is sighted accurately to one of 24 pre-selected targets.
So we have a guy on each side of the gun. We plug in the coordinates. We have a guy that loads. He loads the gun, and then he double-checks everything. And then the guy on the left-hand side of the gun triple-checks everything. And then we do our all-clear and make sure everything's good to go and fire around.
Hopefully that helps answer the question from Douglas Dogwalker, Melissa Griffiths.
I think it's great because, you know, we can Google a lot of things, but you can't Google everything.
In Douglas, I'm Jacob Resnick.
That's all for this Curious Juno. See other questions we've answered or ask your own at kto.org/curious. You can also see video of DOT's avalanche control there.